Seth Ferranti is a filmmaker with an interesting backstory. Originally from Southern California, Seth developed a taste for cannabis and counterculture in his teenage years, and was quickly drawn to the Emerald Triangle and Humboldt County by the region's beauty and superior production of high-quality cannabis. In an interview with KMUD News, Seth Ferranti spoke of organically discovering Humboldt County and its unique marijuana industry.
Yeah, because back then, you know, the only time we used to get good weed was like in the fall when they would harvest it up north, you know, because the rest of the time we were getting the Mexican bud, which, you know, the brick weed, which was like brown, seedy, maybe 3 to 5% THC, you know, back like we're talking like 80, you know, 84, 85. So it was a completely different world. And then every fall, you know, like this real nice, we used to call it kind bud. Like you didn't even know the strains or nothing. You just called it kind bud. So this nice, good green weed would appear, you know, and the straight, you know, I remember the first strains I started hearing was probably like Northern Lights and stuff, probably like, you know, 87, 88. But it was just this really good green piney bud. And I would get it. And I was like, man, like, where's this from? And they'd be like, you know, oh, that's from Humboldt County, the Emerald Triangle.
Seth's life was dramatically changed when he was imprisoned for 21 years after being caught dealing marijuana and LSD. After his release from prison, Seth became a writer, including for internationally known publications like Vice and Penthouse. It was during this time that a producer friend introduced Seth to Johnny Casale, a Humboldt grower who had also done time in a federal prison for cannabis-related charges. In our interview, Seth Ferranti spoke of how connections made through Johnny Casale led to the creation of Tangled Roots, a new documentary series about Humboldt County's Back to the Land movement and subsequent cannabis industry that developed alongside it.
He started introducing me to all his friends, you know, Jason at Ridgeline, Teddy at Canna Country, Eric and Jill at Hogwash Farms, Tommy and Karen Hessler from Amherst Farms. You know, they're like the OGs. They've been up there like since like 1969 or something, you know, like going on 50 years. They're like the real, like those are like Johnny's OGs, you know what I'm saying? So they're like the real OGs because they've been up there so long growing weed. You know, Johnny was introducing me more people, and the people I was filming were introducing me more people. And then people, like as I was posting like some behind the scenes stuff, people on social media started reaching out. So Johnny kind of introduced me to like all the Southern Humboldt, like legacy farmers, like the people that were born and raised there. But then through social media and some of my Grateful Dead friends, I started meeting all the Grateful Dead farmers where maybe they weren't born there, but, you know, they'd been there like 20, you know, sometimes 20, 10 years, you know, like they had the same outsider feeling about Humboldt that I did, you know, like it was this magical, mystical place with these giant redwood trees where they grew all the best marijuana in the world.
Seth Ferranti also spoke on how Humboldt County's native population played a large part in supporting the early Back to the Land movement. And native growers play a prominent role in the first episode of the Tangled Roots documentary series.
When I interviewed Tommy and Karen Hessler, they talked about like when they first came there, like in 1970 or 71, you know, that they went out there and there's like still on the same land, like they built their whole place. You know, they were like true homesteaders, back to the landers, whatever you want to call it. But they said one of the people that helped them survive when they first went out there was a Wailaki Indian. And I think Tommy or Karen, they even mention it, you know, but he would come, like he showed them how to hunt. He just showed them a lot of stuff, like how to live off the land.
The first episode of the Tangled Roots series, which focuses on the first few decades of Humboldt County's Back to the Land movement and cannabis industry, is available now on Vimeo. Here's a few quick audio clips from the currently released film.
Everybody was trying to leave a lot of stuff behind, you know, city living and suburbia and college and all those demands, and create something brand new. We can actually afford a piece of land here because most of it was logged and left, and so a lot of it was really cheap back then.
From my experience growing up here, late 60s, early 70s, I can still remember the town was really really peaceful, really quiet, really small, but logging was a big main industry here. And you know, it was, you saw loggers running around town, you saw you know, logging trucks everywhere, you saw people involved in logging business everywhere. And I remember riding my bicycle around town in the early 70s. All of a sudden, these buses started showing up, these old dilapidated, as we were kids, we go, man, what is that? And someone said, oh, that's a hippie bus.
The herb allowed people to have, you know, more free time. You know, we weren't just slaves to jobs. You know, everybody worked, did something, but there was, you know, a real community spirit built around that.
Filmmaker Seth Ferranti also spoke on how those involved in the early cannabis industry in Humboldt County created their own unique communities and subcultures by working collaboratively for common goals.
I show the culture, I show the people, like, the, you know, the Mateel Center, you know, the volunteer fire departments, you know, Reggae on the River. I mean, they went up there and they created all these people. They created culture out of nothing. I mean, yeah, all this culture was funded by weed. You know, all the business is everything, because if you go drive through Garberville today, it's like a ghost town because there's no marijuana money anymore. All these, everything was funded by the marijuana money. But, you know, these weren't like sinister criminals who, like, you know, were gun-toting criminals who, like, got their money and hoarded it or sent it somewhere else. They put all the money they made back in their community.
Seth also spoke on what's to come in episode 2 of the Tangled Roots film series, which will focus on Humboldt County's experience with the war on drugs. He also explained why we'll have to wait until at least next year for the release of the second episode.
Episode 2 is going to go right into the war on drugs. Like, we're going to talk about the war on drugs. We're going to talk about the helicopters. We're going to talk about what happened. We're going to talk about how, you know, people like the Hesslers and all these other families, how basically, like, they were terrorized. Fortunately, I just did, like, about 7 months in prison. I got popped on I-80 with 437 pounds of weed at the end of October 2024. So I'm actually on parole in a halfway house right now. But, you know, I'm getting back on my feet. I'm officially out December 18th, so I'm going to get back to work on it. But I hope, you know, I'm hoping to have all the whole series finished by next year, but, you know, we'll see.
The first episode of Tangled Roots, the true story of Southern Humboldt's legacy farmers, is available for purchase on the Vimeo app and website. Just search for Tangled Roots, the true story of Humboldt County via the Vimeo app on all platforms. We'll also post how to find the film to the KMUD News social media channels. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.